The words which express our faith and piety are not definite, yet they are significant and fragrant, like frankincense to superior natures. Henry David Thoreau.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome, my fellow revolutionaries. My name is Samantha Lee Wright, and you are listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. This is the place to go to get all of your answers about how and why to use essential oils. We also talk about vibrant living, healthy living, wellness in general, and you get to hear from amazing, inspiring speakers on a whole range of topics. Today's episode, we're talking all about frankincense essential oils. It's definitely one of my top favorite essential oils in the entire world, and I know I'm not alone on that one. We're going to go over the history, the chemical profile, the science, the distillation process, and exactly how and why to use frankincense essential oils. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This DIY recipe I pulled from Pinterest from my website called organicrn.org. She has a recipe for frankincense wrinkle reducing face cream. Calls for 1/4 cup shea butter, 1/4 cup coconut oil, 8 to 10 drops frankincense essential oil, and 5 to 7 drops lavender essential oil. Using a double boiler, melt the shea butter and coconut oil together until liquid. Remove from the heat and let cool for about 30 minutes. Drop in and stir the frankincense and lavender essential oils together with the coconut and the shea butter. Wait for the mix to partially solidify. Then whip with your hand mixer until you achieve a butter-like consistency. Store in a mason jar, and this should keep for 6 to 12 months in the bathroom cupboard. If you want to submit your own recipe to the DIY dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com and we'll feature your recipe, your name, and if you'd like to also add your website. I'm here with Katie Giordano, who is a dear friend of mine. She has a background in anthropology. She has her master's in international health and epidemiology. She's lived in and studied cultures in Africa, and she is a mother of two. So I thought we could start by talking about the history of frankincense, just because I know it's such an interesting history. It's very vast. And can you give any of those historical insights for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Frankincense has been around for a long, long time. We know that it was traded over 5,000 years ago in North Africa and on the Arabian Peninsula. And it was also found in King Tut's tomb, and he died in 1323 BC. So crazy that it's been around as long as it has been, and we have record of it. It was prized in ancient times for its healing properties and played a role in both religious and domestic life of several peoples, including ancient Egyptian, Babylonian, Persian, Hebrew, Greek, and Roman civilizations. It's likely the most important aromatic incense ingredient since the beginning of history. It's considered the holy anointing oil in the Middle East and has been used in religious ceremonies for thousands of years. It's mentioned in one of the oldest known medical records, Eber's Papyrus, which is an ancient Egyptian list of 877 prescriptions and recipes dating from the 16th century BC.
Wow. Does the name frankincense somehow relate to incense? Like, I know you said it was used for incense as we understand them today.
Yeah, its English name actually is derived from the medieval French word frank, which means pure or free, and the Latin incensium, which is where you'd get your incense, which means to smoke. And together it translates as real incense. It's also one of the four main ingredients that make up Jewish ceremonial incense, and it's an integral part of the Sabbath day offering. It was presented as a gift to baby Jesus, which everyone knows that and thinks of that when it's Christmas time and we're talking about the three wise men. But what most people probably don't realize is that there are 52 references to it in the Bible, considering that incense is often translated from the Hebrew and Greek as frankincense and refers to the same resin that we're talking about when we talk about frankincense today.
What are some of the benefits of frankincense?
Well, there are tons of benefits to frankincense. It's almost, I don't know, I'm sure you've heard people talk about lavender as the Swiss Army knife of essential oils. And frankincense is actually just as versatile as lavender is. And I actually like it more and use it more regularly than lavender. Frankincense has a really woodsy, warm, balsamic aroma, which is grounding and centering. It's found in a lot of the Young Living products. One of those products is the Longevity Soft Gels, which are a proprietary blend of fat-soluble antioxidants, which all sounds super smart and healthy. Longevity actually supports brain function, cardiovascular health. It promotes healthy cell regeneration and supports liver and immune function. So it's a part of this product that does all these really amazing things. It has profound psychological and spiritual benefits. That's really one of the main things people think of when they think of frankincense. It is uplifting and can improve attitudes. So it's a great one to use all the time. I mean, who can't benefit from having an improved attitude? Lots of people use it as an ideal aid to meditation or contemplation and prayer because of its ability to increase spiritual awareness. I really like to diffuse it when I'm taking a quiet time. It's really kind of calming and centering and just helps me focus. I also love to use it before a yoga class. It's great to apply to your chest and that way you can breathe it in and it's beneficial for that. It really helps with mental focus and calming the mind. One of the things that's really interesting about it is that it has the simultaneous ability to both revitalize you and relax you. So it's kind of the best of all worlds. You can be chilled out, but also be present and focused and not so scattered, which is great. It's really an empowering oil, and so people often diffuse it to seek a sense of their own refined purpose.
Mm-hmm. It's always reminds me of at convention when I got to hear Gary Young speak, and I've referred to this before in other episodes, but he talks about how all the essential oils, but especially ones like frankincense, sort of turn your body from an AM radio wave to an FM radio wave, if we were to kind of make that metaphor. So usually we operate on this sort of low frequency. We're not very connected, you know, to our spiritual selves or to our heart centers or to the outside forces that are so powerful. And so when we put oils on like frankincense, it literally brings your whole body up to this like higher level that can help us create those connections more easily. So I don't know, you know, whatever your faith looks like, whatever your quiet time looks like, whatever connection you want to make to, you know, the other more spiritual side of being human, frankincense is really your go-to to make that happen, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree completely. And even just when I have it diffusing in a room and I walk into that room, the energy is just different. It just, the atmosphere is different and you can just sense it's that way. I diffuse it regularly during my daughter's nap. And so when I'm in and out of the bedroom while she's napping, it's just an amazing space. And I actually have it diffusing right now while we're talking. I have sacred frankincense diffusing, and it's just awesome.
I can almost hear, like I can hear the effects on you. Do you sound calm? I can smell it through the microphone almost.
Yeah. So I also have Brain Power in there diffusing with it. And it's actually an ingredient in Brain Power, which I didn't realize until I put the two in there and looked at Brain Power.
Now, I know frankincense has a really complex and really powerful chemical profile. What can you tell us about that? And I know you can only say so much due to government regulations, but maybe you can just give us a glimpse into the chemical profile of frankincense, and then the listeners out there that want to do their own research will be able to kind of know where to start.
Sure. Well, two of the main components that you hear people talking about with frankincense are monoterpenes and sesquiterpenes. And frankincense is about 78% monoterpenes and 8% sesquiterpenes. I definitely look up both of those so you can read up on all the amazing properties that those things have. You can also look up frankincense to see the other constituents in it and the breakdown of it and look each of those up individually for what they do exactly. Monoterpenes are known to be very calming. So I'm sure that's where we're getting this calming effect that everyone talks about with frankincense. And sesquiterpenes, you do hear a lot about. They are present in almost all essential oils, and they help deliver oxygen to the cells and can cross the blood-brain barrier. So they help deliver oxygen to the brain, which is part of that, I'm sure, the focus, being able to focus. And sesquiterpenes can erase or reprogram miswritten codes in the DNA, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When I read that, I thought that's completely amazing. They stimulate the limbic system of the brain, which is where the center of memory and emotions are stored. And they also stimulate the hypothalamus, the pineal, and the pituitary glands. So sesquiterpenes are pretty cool. And it would be great to look those up. One of the other things you can do to learn more about frankincense is go to pubmed.gov and check out all the research that has been done related to frankincense there.
That's great, Katie. Now, I know another major use of frankincense is for skin. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, frankincense is awesome for skin. And kind of builds in this luxurious experience because you're using this high quality essential oil that's great for smoothing healthy skin. I add a drop of frankincense every night to a tallow balm lotion that I have, and it makes my skin look and feel totally amazing. It was really cool when I started doing it, just watching the transformation. So it's also in a lot of the Young Living products, one of which is the Cher Lumet face lotion. Have you tried that one yet?
Not yet, no. But I do put frankincense, just like I'm kind of the DIY side. I just create my own. I use coconut oil and I add a couple drops of frankincense and I put that on my face. And yeah, not only does my skin just look amazing. I mean, people tell me I'm glowing like all the time, and no, I'm not pregnant, but, I love doing that. It's such an experience. You're not just taking care of your skincare and your face, but it's, you smell in that frankincense and it just, oh, I love it so much.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing to do right before bed too, since it has all those other calming properties we talked about. And then you put it on your face and you're taking care of yourself and calming before bed. And
hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news frankincense.org/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Doing something luxurious.
So what are some of the practical ways that you like to use frankincense?
Well, some of them I mentioned when we were talking earlier, like I apply it before yoga class. I really, before any form of exercise, it's great to just rub on your chest, and it's great to apply as a massage post-activity or put in an Epsom salt bath. That's always a really nice thing to do that I don't get to do often with two littles around all the time, but I just mix a few drops of frankincense with about half a cup to a cup of Epsom salt and make sure it's all mixed in really well so that the oil absorbs into the salt, and then I add that to my bath water. Gosh, we diffuse it a lot at our house, especially for calming. I have a very high energy 3.5-year-old and 1.5-year-old. They're pretty much nonstop. So anything that's calming is beneficial for us. We diffuse it for uplifting moods, for any sort of quiet time, prayer, meditation. I think that was actually the first way I used frankincense when I got it in my kit, because I really had no idea what to use it for. And I had heard people say it was good for prayer meditation. So that was my first experience with frankincense. I have a friend currently using it to support her mood during a period of mourning. She's had some hard stuff going on and really found that frankincense has been beneficial to support her in that. If you don't have a diffuser, you can even just put a drop in the palm of your hands and cup your hands over your nose and inhale it directly, and you'll get that instant benefit from just smelling it that way as well.
Yeah, I love rubbing it on my ears if I'm feeling, you know, a little bit anxious and kind of high strung. I remember after I had Layla, my second baby, there was just that postpartum adjustment time that's always a little bit difficult. And I just remember waking up one day, I just felt completely out of my skin. You know that feeling where you're just, you need to calm down. And I was literally walking around my house with my hands, like you can't see me, but my hands are like back and forth flailing. You know, I didn't know what to do. And I instinctively just sort of grabbed the frankincense and rubbed it on my ears. And I mean, within 30 seconds, I was completely calm. I sat down and I was just like, oh, wow, okay.
Well, and I remember you saying too that you would put a drop on Layla's head and you would smell that when you were carrying her around, and that would also help you.
Yes, I love doing that. I mean, I'm an avid advocate for baby wearing. And so I'm constantly, you know, wearing my babies. And now that they're older, I don't get to do it as much. But yeah, I would wear Layla on my front and, you know, I would go to put the frankincense on me. And then I thought, well, why don't I put it on her? And then she's getting it. And then I can also get it. So sort of doubling my use of frankincense there.
Stretching it. Yeah.
But yeah, it just felt so good to kind of give that gift to her almost, and give that gift of frankincense to a baby that's developing and so many things are going on, you know, processes are happening. And frankincense, I think, is just one of the most beneficial overall oils that we could use. And it's also so gentle and so great to use on kids. It's such a powerful oil, but yet so gentle that you can put it on an infant, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually used it for my second baby's belly button when she was healing right after birth. And it's, you know, smells have such a powerful connection with memories. And now anytime I smell frankincense, I think of those really early days with her and how special and precious those first moments are. And it's great to be able to hold on to that when they're changing so rapidly and you feel like you're so involved in day-to-day life, it's hard to even remember those moments. But frankincense brings me right back there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the extraction or distillation process and what that's like, because I think this is just so fascinating, the way that frankincense is actually created. And, you know, when we look at the bottle, when it gets to us, we just think, oh, it's just another bottle of oil. But when you have an understanding of what it took to actually get that bottle into your home, I think it just brings your appreciation for that oil and for Young Living, especially, just to a whole nother level.
Yeah, this was the most fascinating part of researching for this podcast, because these were things that I didn't know. And I was, like you said, you know, it shows up at my door and I use it and it's amazing. But to understand this process was super cool. In order to get the resin that we talked about from the tree, they have to make an incision into the trunk or one of the branches, which allows a milky white substance to come out. And then that hardens into resin, which is an orange brown kind of gum consistency. And they can't really do anything with the gum, so it needs to continue to harden until it's ready to be steam distilled. So traditionally, they would make several cuts in a tree over time to collect the resin. And this is still similar to the way that Young Living does it. And the first cut would be made, and then they would wait 10 days. And this, during this time, this resin, this milky white substance is coming out of the tree and they're collecting it. So they would make this first cut in a tree, and then after 10 days, they would come back and then reopen that same wound on the tree a second time. And then they would wait another 10 days and they would reopen the wound a third time. And then 15 days later, they would make an additional cut for a total of 45 days that they've reopened the same spot on the tree and extracted as much resin as possible. And you'd actually get more out of the tree on subsequent cuts. So the second cut generally provides 30 to 40% more oil. And then the last cut, 45 days after the first cut, will yield almost 90% more oil than the first cut. I thought that was really cool. And there also, in learning about the traditional, I mean, when this was done forever and ever ago, there were so many trees all in one place that it would take them about 10 days to get through all of the trees and back to that original tree, which is where that 10 days would come from. And then they would start back over again, and it would take them another 10 days to get through all of the trees. And so that's kind of how that process came together. Yeah, it actually takes roughly a whole year to process a bottle of frankincense, which that in itself makes you really appreciate what's sitting on your counter and you're using every single day. The distillation process is really lengthy and detailed. So you've got 45 days of cutting the tree, and then after that, it takes several months for the resin to be cured in caves because it needs to harden so that it can be crushed into a powder and then finally steam distilled, which is where you end up with your oil.
Wow. Now you were talking about the traditional way that this would be done. Is that different than the way that companies will do it today?
Yeah, there are actually a lot of frankincense oils out there that are either adulterated or are synthetically made, and the price will be a dead giveaway. When you see a frankincense that is very inexpensive, it's definitely not gone through this lengthy year-long process of getting it from the beginning to the essential oil that you're purchasing. So I'd be very wary of that. And that's one of the reasons that I love Young Living so much, is that their processes are so detailed and specific and focused on doing things in a way that it produces the highest quality oil, that I trust that this is happening in the best possible way, rather than feeling like I need to spend less money on a product that I don't have any idea what it actually is.
Yeah, and I imagine as well they're very conscious of respecting the plants and the very sacred trees that this oil's coming from. I mean, it's a very precious resource, and I imagine it could easily be over-harvested and abused. And I know that Young Living's very dedicated to doing their oils and getting their products in a very sustainable way that is not going to harm those that native species and help it actually grow and continue to be a really viable plant source.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you want to talk about the two different main types of frankincense that Young Living has and that are generally available to the public?
Sure. So the two main types of frankincense that Young Living has are the East African Boswellia curteri and the Omani Boswellia sacra. So the first one is just the regular frankincense that you probably typically hear people talk about. And then the other one is referred to as sacred frankincense. There are actually 42 known species of frankincense, which I thought was crazy bizarre. I had no idea that there were so many. So it can be confusing to people about what you're specifically talking about, but these two are the most researched and the most therapeutic species of frankincense available. The Boswellia sacra is the only species of frankincense native to the southern Arabian kingdom of Oman. And Young Living has partnered with a farm in Somalia in North Africa near the Arabian Peninsula for its primary source of Boswellia curteri, or what we know as frankincense. And the sacred frankincense that is native to Oman is the tree that Young Living uses for their sacred frankincense. Makes sense. They're both fairly pricey, which is understandable given the lengthy process that it takes from the start to finish. And I didn't know this, but most of the frankincense trees are at least 50 to 75 years old, and some can be a whole lot older. And one of the oldest frankincense trees that Gary Young has found has been estimated by the local people who live near the tree to be about 850 years old.
Wow.
Sacred frankincense and frankincense have really similar properties. Sacred frankincense is the one people probably gravitate towards more for spiritual purposes, hence the name sacred frankincense, and most likely used for more special occasions since it's actually the more expensive of the two and has been more associated with that higher spiritual connection. Frankincense, just regular frankincense, is probably something people typically use for everyday use, which is understandable given the price difference between the two. Both are super valuable and can be used in really similar ways, but that would probably be the slight distinction between the two. Young Living Sacred Frankincense Oil is the first Omani frankincense to be available to those outside of the Saudi royals or the privileged in Oman. And it is regarded the world over as the rarest, most sought-after aromatic in existence.
Wow, I didn't know that it was so Young Living is the first sacred frankincense available to anyone outside of that small royalty population.
Yeah, it took about 15 years of research and 15 trips to Oman and numerous meetings and negotiations. And finally, Gary Young was granted the first export permit in the modern history of Oman, for the release and export of the oil and permission to build a Young Living distillery in Oman in 2009, and then to export the resulting essential oil out of Oman.
Wow, that's so fascinating. What a cool history.
Yeah, he was actually there to supervise the building of the distillery, and they have partnered with Dr. Suhail in Oman, and it's really a one-of-a-kind relationship between a Western essential oil company and a local practitioner in Arabia. And Young Living contracts with local harvesters to secure their supply of Omani resin, which is cool. I love that about Young Living and the way they partner with local people where the plants are being grown for the oils that they're collecting. And yeah, like we talked about before, this was the first time that any Westerners have been able to experience the unique spiritual properties of sacred frankincense.
Well, thanks, Katie. That was a really fascinating and in-depth look at the history. It definitely makes me appreciate the frankincense even more now. So can you give us some ideas, maybe some recipes or ways that we can incorporate frankincense into our everyday lives?
Sure, definitely. Well, we talked about some of the everyday uses like diffusing, and you and I both talked about adding frankincense to coconut oil or whatever face lotion you currently use and how amazing that is for healthy and glowing skin. I have a few friends who have some different recipes that I found. One was for a frankincense face cream that people just absolutely rave about. Our friend Kate Dubler, who I believe you had on the show previously to talk about do-it-yourself cleaners.
Yep. Episode 12, Non-Toxic Cleaning with Kate Dubler. She's great.
Nice.
I love her.
Nice. Yeah. If you look up her information on the Real Food RN website, you can find her recipe for frankincense face cream, which is just amazing. There's another do-it-yourself facial oil moisturizer by Tracy Black from Don't Mess With Mama is her website. And that's also a great one that you can just use on a daily basis. Some of the other cool ones I found were another friend of ours from Revolution Oils, Katja Haino. I have no idea if I'm butchering your name. I'm so sorry if I am, but of Savory.
I'll have to ask her. She's going to do an episode on sleep for us coming up here soon.
Awesome.
So I'll figure out how to pronounce her name.
Yeah, she had a wellness foot rub, which sounded really great. Several different essential oils, and including frankincense, that you combine along with coconut oil. And then you use them to rub the bottoms of your feet to support your body and your well-being. And she also has four easy do-it-yourself face masks. And those face masks, she has recommendations for different kinds of essential oils for your skin type specifically. So frankincense falls under the dry skin category and the aging skin category. And then you can add those to any of the four different face masks that she has.
Oh, that's so cool. I'll have to pick her brain about that more when she comes onto the show. Well, and don't forget as well that you can apply frankincense neat or undiluted to the skin. So it's a very gentle oil. Most people can apply it directly to their skin without problems. So it's the kind of oil that, you know, you can do so much with it as far as making your own lotions and things like that and diffusing it. But also just keep a little bottle, you know, next to, you know, your meditation mat or your yoga mat or your Bible or whatever, and just have it there and simply smell it or put a drop on the crown of your head. That's a very uplifting, spiritually uplifting place. So just putting a drop right on there, you don't have to be complicated about it, and just get that frankincense on your skin and let it do its magic. Before we get to the closing questions for Katie, I just wanted to quickly remind everyone out there that if you haven't already subscribed to the show, you can do so very easily from within your podcast app. When you do this, it ensures that you get episodes while you sleep automatically downloaded to your phone. You can set it to automatically download new episodes only when you are connected to Wi-Fi. And that way, when you're out and about, you don't have to use your data or streaming or anything like that to listen to the episodes. So Katie, we like to leave our listeners with a little inside look at what our guest sort of daily health routines look like. So do you have a daily health routine, something that you attribute to your overall wellness that you can share with us?
Yeah, gosh, there are lots of things that we do now as part of our normal routine that I didn't used to do. So this answer turns into kind of a lengthy answer for me, but I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition during college and kind of reevaluated what my daily routine was, and I've had to change a lot of things. And using oils has recently become a part of that routine and has really benefited my health and well-being on a daily basis. And kind of the other thing that is one of my other health passions is nutrition response testing. And we all do that as a family, see a nutrition response testing practitioner, and they kind of help determine what nutrients our body needs at any given time to support anything that comes up. And it's also great for prevention and just figuring out what your body needs and which nutritional supplements can help. And it really kind of moved me in that transition from being really sick and dependent on lots of medications to being in a state of health where I could support my body naturally. So I'm always happy to talk about that if anyone has any questions or wants to get in contact with me about that, because that's my other kind of exciting health discovery over the course of the last 10 years.
Very cool. Now, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
My email is katiegiordano.revolutionoils@gmail.com.
And finally, our last question that we like to ask all our guests is, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I would say one of the big ones is ditch fats that are bad for you, like the adulterated oils and the, we're not talking about essential oils. We're talking about oils that you cook with, things like soybean oil and canola oil and those sorts of things, and get really good fats into your diet. And this can be super cheap. I was thinking about this today as I was nearing the bottom of my jar of coconut oil, which is awesome for you. But I remembered that I had a jar of bacon grease in my fridge, which is also really good for you. I think contrary to popular belief, bacon grease is actually a really healthy fat. And it's virtually free if you're already buying and making bacon. So we just save the bacon grease out of our pan and put it in the fridge. And it actually, we end up with so much bacon grease that I can't even use it fast enough when we use it just for making scrambled eggs or whatever in the morning. So that's a super cheap thing you can do, and you just don't throw it away and hold on to it. I'm going to slip one more thing in there. And that's also super cheap, but making your own bone broth is super for supporting your health and your immune system. And it's kind of one of those freebies too, because you can just use the bones left over from roasting a chicken, or that you can get fairly inexpensively from a local butcher or farmer, and use vegetable scraps that you've saved from cooking other meals. And you just throw it all together, and you can just look up online bone broth recipes for lots of great options for that. But that's definitely been a really beneficial addition for us.
Awesome. Well, Katie, this has been such a delight having you on here. I'm sure we'll have you back. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day away from your family to be with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution, sharing all this wonderful information about frankincense. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. I'm so glad to have had the opportunity to be on here and to hang out with you. It's great.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.